Kevin Plank, CEO of Under Armour, joins us here on the show. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Stephen. How you guys doing?
Good. Good morning.
We're doing great. Well, you certainly are not ready to throw in the towel on horse racing in Maryland. You've made that no secret of that with your foray into horse racing. Tell us why it's so important to you and why it's become this passion of yours.
Well, I think actions speak a lot louder than words. And, you know, there's been there's a lot of words around horse racing and just the state of what's not right with it. And there's nobody talking about the things that are right with it. So you've got an unbelievable sport. It's got a ton of history. It's extremely important to our state. And it's the one day of the year that the whole country, if not people around the world, look at the state of Maryland and say what's happening there. So sort of the indifference that people have shown towards something like the Preakness in years past, I think, was really misguided. And you know, somebody should do something about it. And the way to do something about it is there's people that'll help out in Annapolis and other places, but let's make some winners. Let's make some great stories. And that's what, you know, hopefully we're trying to do at Sagamore Farm. And, you know, been lucky to have a little bit of success so far, but hopefully our best days are definitely in front of us.
Kevin Plank, so I guess you just hit my next question. Great stories. I grew up, I liked horse racing. I still do. I mean, my dad would take me like twice a year to Belmont Park in New York, and it was a big day. I always liked horse racing, and it's made me sad to see it wane like this and kind of people call it a dying sport. You've said, like Under Armour, telling great stories. Horse racing needs great stories, and you believe more than slots is what Maryland horse racing needs. What do you mean by that?
Well, you like horse racing, but you probably, like everybody else in the general public, has no idea, you know, what to like or what to bet on. Mm-hmm. And the problem with horse racing is that I think where the priorities are set is, you know, we make stars out of these horses, and it basically everything builds around the Triple Crown. So, you know, the first Saturday in May, you've got 20 horses nobody's heard of running a race, and all of a sudden one of them wins, and he's got 2 weeks to become famous, a la what's happening with Animal Kingdom.
Right.
And he'll either win or lose this race, and if he wins, he's got three more weeks to build fame to run at the Belmont, and something that hasn't happened in over 30 years to, you know, win the third one. And even if you create that type of star power, mm-hmm. the best case scenario for that horse is probably being retired in the next 6 to 8 months.
What do you think about
starting all over again next year and saying, all right, who are stars next
right.
year?
But my point is, what about doing things like marketing to younger people, people who spend money in their 30s for entertainment at night? What about things like night racing and actually making racetracks more attractive and things like that?
Well, I mean, I think there's bigger ideas that could happen, but, you know, when you look at racing in general, it's got all the components to be a great league. The problem is there's no central body that's making those decisions to say, let's invest mm-hmm. and let's tell great stories. And we don't exactly have the venues, you know, here in Maryland in particular, but there's great places, you know, lots of great places around the country that do. And those are the stories that should be highlighted.
Talking with Kevin Plank, Under Armour CEO. Won a big race at the Breeders' Cup last year. You got a couple horses, not in the Preakness, but a couple horses on the card on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're running the undercard. Two horses, one called Shared Account, and she was our 46-1 long shot that won the Breeders' Cup. And, you know, the longest odds in Breeders' Cup history. And, you know, I think that's, you know, pretty telling of the farm and probably racing in Maryland, too, is that, you know, you got to believe and you never know. She's called Shared Account, real classy, and she's doing her 5-year-old campaign this year, and, you know, we'll keep her running as long as she's healthy, and, you know, she should win a lot of big races this year. And the other one is called Humble and Hungry, which is one of the slogans we keep at Under Armour, and it's actually the name of our cafeteria at work, too. It's called the Humble and Hungry Cafe, and it's a philosophy at work, but he's a real promising 3-year-old, and, you know, he should be good. And then we've got a horse named Monzone. We've got lined up to run the big race, the Belmont, too, so hopefully Animal Kingdom gets a win here, and, you know, we can give him a good run for his money when another 3 weeks from now.
Oh, you got a horse that's good, is on track to run in the Belmont, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, we ate in that cafe.
We liked it.
We liked it a lot.
Yes. That big horse name's Monzone, so he's a runner. He just had a good prep race last week, and we'll see how he does in you know, coming up. But he should come out of nowhere.
Any connection to Carlos Monzone, the boxer?
So our trainer is a guy named Ignacio Carreras, and he's Argentinian,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to save the name for a great horse, and they were nicknamed this guy around the barn because he was just such a cool horse. They called him the Champ,
and
the Champ wasn't available, and so he named him after his favorite boxer.
One of my favorites of all time as well. Wow,
no
very
question.
Cool. Yeah. Kevin Plank's our guest. We shift gears a little bit. Huge support of Maryland Athletics for obvious reasons. What do you think about the new coaching acquisitions with Edson Turgeon this year?
I think it's great. I mean, you look at, you know, look at the legacy and the foundation that was built by all the great coaches that we had in place, from you know, Dave Cottle in lacrosse to Ralph Friedgen in football to, you know, Gary Williams in just the, you know, the highlight of the career that he's had, and, you know, the new look that Maryland Athletics has on it is all from you know, John Tillman in lacrosse, and you know, with Coach Edsel in football, and then, you know, the recent addition of, you know, Coach Turgeon. You know, he's a Larry Brown disciple, and somebody who cut his teeth there. And I think Coach Williams, Gary put it best when he said, you know, this is the kind of guy who doesn't mind looking down the bench at, you know, Krzyzewski or Williams, and he won't blink or bat an eye. So, you know, I think some of the additions he's made in, you know, building his staff, and, you know, it's the good news is we can afford to be patient, you know, and hopefully the people will give him enough time and just let him relax, let him get settled in. And he's a good coach, and he can put good people, you know, around the table for University of Maryland and win some games.
Kevin, I mentioned this as I was introducing you, the people that have been in Northern Baltimore County and have seen what you've done with Sagamore Farms, which way back in the day was the home to Native Dancer, and people that drive by there, it is absolutely beautiful. One of the coolest things there, and I've been there, that you have your track where you run your horses, and as part of the synthetic composition of the track, you have little pieces of Under Armour material in the track, which is just makes the track really cool and very soft, by the way. Tell us a little bit about what you hope Sagamore Farms will become, because you have some grand plans for this.
Well, you know, you can only – one thing I've learned in life and business is, you know, control the controllables. You know, there's a lot of things that are out of your control, and what the legislature is going to do or anything else isn't something we can help with Maryland Racing. And so, you know, it was 4 or 5 years ago when I decided to get into racing in general. It was, you know, somebody should do something about it, and frankly, I fit the profile and, you know, and put together a 20-year plan. So, you know, when we make, you know, big statements like we want to win the Derby and we want to win the Preakness and the Triple Crown and all these things, you know, it doesn't have to happen overnight. And, you know, nobody wants to be, you know, big hat and no cattle. So the one thing that's important on our farm is while we have beautiful, it's as pretty, and I'll put it up against Napa Valley or Sonoma or anything else. So when people think about, you know, Baltimore, Maryland, they're probably blown away when they drive out to Sagamore Farm. And, you know, the horses are the stars on our farm, though, is that we can have the prettiest place in the world, but it's about production. And, you know, that type of winning attitude is a culture, and it's a culture that we're building at Sagamore. And it's a culture that, you know, when we won the Breeders' Cup last year at 46-1 odds, it was a surprise to everybody except for us. And that type of naivete is, you know, well, why can't we win the Triple Crown? And, you know, it's the same type of approach as what we take in business, same type of approach that, you know, we're certainly taking with the farm. And we're going to build something that Maryland hopefully can be really, really proud of. And, you know, we'll be running the big races. Kevin, that way you'll know exactly who to bet for or you know, who to root for when the Derby and the Preakness and these, you know, other races are coming around.
Kevin Blank's our guest. Speaking of business, I'm sitting here with my brand-new Under Armour bag. You guys got a nice new line. I'm a hooked user of your product. Anything new? Specifically, what's new in the horizon view in general, I guess? And since George St. Pierre is one of your main guys, any expansion to MMA products, things like that?
Well, Commissioner, I know that you're a huge MMA fan, too. So GSP, who's, you know,
I mean, he's my favorite athlete in the world right now.
Would you stipulate he's the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world?
Absolutely. Oh, he's my. I have a, how childish I am. My son bought me a miniature GSP. It sits on my desk at work, so I'm a huge fan of his.
Sometimes yeah, he cuddles his GSP.
No, I hear you, and you know, as good of a person. So you know, we're in that line. We outfit and. You know, I think from footwear is probably the biggest story that we have working right now. Mm-hmm. You know, with what we're doing from an innovation standpoint, you know, trading off the brand that we've built in apparel. You know, we just came out of the NFL Combine a couple months ago and debuted this new product called E39, which is actually a piece of apparel that measures, in addition to heart rate, measures breathing rate.
I saw that, yeah.
Your skin temperature, yeah. So it knows how your body is. Measures, it's got something to measure your G-forces, the amount of G's that you're pulling. Knows where your body in space, has GPS capability to it, and it's that type of thought leadership that we're, you know, putting in all of our apparel, and now that people are seeing in our footwear too. It's, you know, it takes a long time to build out this type of brand credibility and, you know, get the consumer to buy in and believe in you. But, you know, we've been at it for 16 years, and, you know, we see 16 more great ones in front of us too, and you know, continue to position ourselves from a thought leadership standpoint of, you know, building the best apparel, footwear, and accessories that the world's ever seen.
Hey, your hunting gear keeps me dry, I know that.
No question, and that's another category that had been relegated to a license from the gun companies that never cared about apparel. So when we right. when we put our thinking around these things and add some innovation to it, we can build some pretty great things.
He has some great pictures he sends me when he's in his stand there of him in his Under Armour, and it makes me laugh as I'm sitting there watching ESPN on my couch. What about your Charged Cotton?
It's a super new program. So, we started our company. The tagline of the company for the longest time was cotton is the enemy. And the reason for that was convincing consumers, stop wearing a short-sleeve cotton T-shirt in the summer and a long-sleeve cotton T-shirt in the winter. And, try a product that will actually perform for you. And so we said, was cotton was bad and synthetics were good. And that worked for us for a long time. And then we realized that, it was never cotton that was the enemy. It was the fact that cotton never performed before. So we took took the best fabric cotton we could find. It's like an unbelievable hand. It'd be a $90 or $100 T-shirt anywhere else. And we made the thing $25, and more importantly, we made it perform. It's a T-shirt that is, it's 95% cotton, 5% stretch, but it dries five times faster than a regular cotton T-shirt. So it's Under Armourized cotton that actually works for you, and you see the stuff in stores, and you grab it. It's the most comfortable T-shirt you've ever put on. And if you've been a cotton person that would never wear Under Armour before, give us a try now. I think you'll like us a lot.
Before we let you go, you got a Preakness pick for us?
Graham Motion was our trainer for Shared Account, and he's a great trainer. And so I was lucky enough. It was funny. I was at the Derby and. The Speaker of the House was there, and I got to meet him. Hello, Mr. Speaker Boehner, good to see you. And
did he cry?
What's that?
Did he cry?
No, he held it together. He was good. But I saw him there, and I walked up and I said, "Hello, how you doing? My name is Kevin Plank. Nice to meet you, Mr. Speaker." And I said, "I'm an American entrepreneur. It's good to see you." He kind of patted me twice on the chest and the shoulder. He said, "Okay, son, I'll see you later." And I was kind of thinking to myself, he kind of blew me off. And it wasn't bad. It was a horse race. We're there for, you're locked for 8 hours. It's not like you had someplace else to be. So I'm standing there before, and my one thing is whenever a race is about to run, I'll start telling everybody I know my pick. And, nine times out of ten, you're wrong, and nobody will remember after the race. But the one time you are right, and you're declaring, this is my pick, here's who's going to win. So I was on Animal Kingdom because Graham was our trainer, and not a lot of more logic than that. So I'm telling everybody, Animal Kingdom's a pick, Animal Kingdom's a pick. And then I look down, and it's sort of that energy building. Everybody's outside on the balcony getting ready for the race to start, and I just remember I screamed real loud and I just yelled, "Mr. Speaker, Animal Kingdom will win the Derby!" And I'm screaming from the top of my lungs, and sure enough, Animal Kingdom comes in and wins. Everybody turns around and looks at me like I'm the soothsayer. So don't be afraid to make a pick, even if you're wrong sometimes. So that's how life goes.
All right, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us. I know you're a busy man. We really appreciate it.
Listen, guys, it's a lot of fun being on your show. I'm a big fan, so.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Keep hunting. Keep wearing the gear, too. Thanks very much, Ed.
All right. We'll see you this weekend. Take it easy, Kevin.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
So, Kevin Plank joining us here on the show. That's great.
Yeah. That's funny.
Got blown off by the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, well, he's, unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me. I've noticed, my time in politics, from the outside being a cop, when the camera's on, they're really nice people. When the camera's off, most of them are different folks. Some of them are nice, but some of them are pretty aloof.